It's a couple of minutes after 9 o'clock, the Mornings with Ed show. And man, I knew this was going to be a treat, a great treat, first part of the week. Molly Moore, live in studio back in 2010. She graduated high school, started making demos, has just not stopped writing music since then. And we are fortunate to have her here. I watched her and Destiny Petrell work out just a couple of minutes ago. Brand new single is called IRL, In Real Life. So do me a favor, Laguna Beach, to our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios here. Welcome, Molly Moore.
You've been drinking too much. You've been calling this love, but you never want to talk unless you're getting messed up. All of the time, you don't want to let it show. I just need a break right now. I just need some space right now. I just need a break right now. We were so close, now we far somehow. Baby, in real life, you should really get to know.
Yeah, that's why I woke up this morning. That right there, Molly Moore, Destiny Petrell, live in our studios. That song was called In Real Life. It's the latest single out. Can't wait to get here in front of us so that we can talk about this amazing, amazing life she's led. And there's ups, there's downs, there's all kinds of stuff, which is one of the more interesting things. Next song up is called I Love You, But I Don't Like You. I listened to them work it out, and I'm so curious about this song. So once again, to our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios in Laguna Beach, please welcome Molly Moore.
Oops, I got your blood on my hands. You should run as far as you can. Do I sound psycho? Where did my mind go? Used to be red hot, but getting recycled. And I know you might misunderstand. Don't misunderstand me. I love you, but I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like you. It sucks to say it, but it's true. I don't like you. I don't like you. It's not what we did, it's what we didn't do. After everything we've been through. I love you, but I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like you. If I leave now, don't be afraid. Hey, you'll be happy I didn't stay. Stuck in a cycle, where did the time go? Used to be on top, but down we spiral. And I know it don't feel like it should. I would if I could, babe. I love you, but I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like you. Ooh.
Molly Moore live in our studios. Let's get her in here for a good conversation here. In the meantime, though, I want you to hear another song. This one's called Zero Sum Game, live at KXFM. But welcome to the program.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, we've had computer glitches here all morning long, and I think the one thing that went right this morning was that amazing live performance in there.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
And it's only 8 o'clock, or it was only 9 o'clock, or whatever. That was really well done.
I'm very grateful for you having me.
Now, you said it was the first live performance at a radio station
yes,
for you.
Yes, this is the very first one. I'm pretty giddy right now.
It's like you've been doing it forever, really. It sounded great. And along on the guitar, we can't leave out Destiny Petrell. Did a magnificent job on guitar.
Hey, my girl Dest.
Yeah.
Killing it always.
Great chemistry together.
Thank you.
How'd you find each other?
Destiny, honestly. our mutual friend, actually, a really talented musician friend of ours, connected us.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, originally from New York?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about your life in New York as a kid.
Wow. Well, I was a very creative child. I really loved musical theater, and I loved music always, and acting. I loved performing and just like putting on shows, like puppet shows and just weird stuff, just all of it. Yeah. Right.
Puppet shows.
Really into puppet shows. I was like really great at puppet shows. Like I would set up this like curtain in my doorway and then like pop my hands over it and like make my whole family watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that was the beginning. Humble beginning.
As a child, you have this grace period of being able to force your family to watch anything
exactly,
you do. You
know? Literally so, anything. Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
We heard some really good music here. The last song we heard before I screwed everything up with the computers was the Zero Sum Game. Tell me about that and the writing that went behind
it. That one actually, so I don't often pick up guitar anymore because I'm not a very skilled guitar player. I like to write on guitar sometimes, okay. But I hadn't picked it up in a long time. And I write so many songs, but it was just this moment where I came back to the guitar and I like started playing that bass line and the chords, and the melody kind of just came out with the words. It was like not the way that you usually write, where you're like thinking about it. You're like, what cool chords can I use? What cool words can I use? What cool voice can I use? This was just like, I can't relate. I'm on another page. Like that, it just came out. Like it was so already there. And like, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like I wrote it. I feel like it just kind of like got beamed down to me.
Now you mentioned, that's actually a really cool way to put that. You mentioned that you're writing, you're prolific in your writing. So you wrote for 5 years straight at one point, every day for 5 years.
Pretty much.
Or are you still writing every
day? Yeah, I'm pretty much writing like every moment of my life. Like I never stop.
And
the more I write, the more I want to write.
It shows in your music how great you're getting. I loved In Real Life.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love that song. Tell me about that, please.
That came from the end of a 6-year relationship.
Okay.
I was kind of still in it then.
Okay.
Crying out for help. So I think that was like my flare off into like the night of like, hi, I'm still here. Do you want to love me? And also just about like social media and how can be difficult to find ways to talk about hard topics,
right,
and be vulnerable and like talk about like dark thoughts without feeling like you're going to trigger other people or like you're
right,
like not putting your best foot forward or like that's like your calling card. You're like, hey, I'm really depressed. But like for me, like that's, I don't know, not talking about that stuff. Cause like, I also went through the loss of my father 2 years ago and that was super unexpected. And
you and I share how that happened.
Oh, wow.
We share exactly how that happened.
Wow.
So we'll talk about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that really changed like my life and who I am and my ability to just, you know, function for a while. So, the song was like me just accepting where I'm at, where I was at, I guess, because I wrote it about 8 months ago. So it's like not super, super fresh, but right, it's definitely really real to me right now. It's funny how when I put music out, I find myself like really in that place of the music lately. If I get it out quickly, you know, like I'm like, whoa, like I'm really feeling this right now. So I guess that's a good thing. I guess that means I'm like being true to where I'm at.
You're writing on the raw nerve is what you're doing. So there's the exposed raw nerve and here's a song.
Exactly. And I think like for me, like once I had like so many things that I was kind of processing and dealing with and like I didn't have a cohesive way of like talking to people about it, I felt like I kind of just had to like be like, oh, I'm making music and yes, I'm okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like kind of just like not telling people what I was going through and realizing that like everybody's kind of going through like really dark stuff all the time.
Right.
And it's like, what are you willing to share? Like, you know, that's really how you connect with people is I think by like talking about the real things that you're going through and giving other people an opportunity to talk about what they're really going through, because otherwise like social media and life can become a highlight reel in this like sick way where it's just like, I'm doing this cool thing. I'm doing this.
Right.
I'm awesome. Like I'm this, like, and it's just like, no, like I'm sad today.
Right.
Like, and I'm just going to accept it. Like, I'm just going to hold space for my sadness today and you can be okay with it or leave, like, you know.
Now, the 6-year relationship, I don't want to beat this into the ground or anything, but you said that you wrote the song toward the end of it where it was a high, do you still love me type of thing.
Yeah.
At that moment in life, is it a need to be with just familiarity of the 6-year relationship? Is it something that you just felt that it needed closure?
To be honest, I think we had both been through so much together,
right,
and we didn't really have a lot of like coping mechanisms for like dealing with it and like talking about like difficult things, like creating safe space to talk about difficult things. And for me, like, yeah, that was just my way of being like, hey, this isn't working for either of us, but like, I'm still here kind of, you
right,
know, like I'm still trying. I'm still like showing up every day, like with the hopes that we could get through this together. Right. But like, I really need somebody that wants to know what's going on with me now. Like, I think in the comfort of a relationship, sometimes you lose that with someone, you know, like you expect them to be there. You expect them to understand and you don't think it takes work, but it really is like something that takes work every single day. And for me, I've learned so much in this time by myself, like, because I'm single for the first time in my 20s. And like, I've had a lot of time to process like my own grief and how it's affected me and how it like affected that relationship. And Yeah, I think it's been, you know, actually a really good thing. But it's been quite tough too. You know, we made music together and had a band together. So
right, and there's
a heartbroken side of it as well.
It's almost like a three-pronged breakup. It's a professional breakup. It's a personal breakup, yeah, and of course the emotional that goes with it. Yeah. But you, I read where you wrote, "Staying positive. If you do that, the universe will hook you up." I absolutely love that. And I should have written it on a t-shirt and worn it this morning because that's true. If you stay positive, the universe eventually hooks you up. Now, with your last few years and your life in the last few years, losing your father the way you did, is it hard to stay positive? Do you wake up and is it an active thing where you go, I'm going to be positive today?
Yes.
Is it active?
And honestly, it's sometimes you don't even have that thought. You're just in a negative space. And so it's about being conscious enough to say, hey, I'm thinking these thoughts. They're not really serving me right now. Like, I don't really have to go down this path the whole day, right? Like, we can switch this up. Right. But, and you know, that was really, really difficult for me at first. I was like a shell of a human, like the most depressed I've ever been, like not wanting to do anything, like wanting to drink in the morning, you know, like really in a bad place and not feeling like I was like living or in love with life or like, you know, any of it. And it's really just like hit me that time. Right. It's just like pretty much all we have in this life. And like the way you use it is like how your life ends up. So like for me lately, especially, I've just been in this like renaissance of not wanting to waste my time, of just wanting to be like really productive in like just the way that I embrace people, but also in like the way that I work and the way I like take care of my energy. So like I try not to get triggered by like someone cutting me off because like, you don't realize how like being like, this guy's a jerk, like and then you have that in you and that feeling's like inside of you, and then that guy didn't get any of that feeling. You're just making yourself upset. So it's like it's such a weird catch 22. So I try to like not let small things affect me like in minute ways that I would have before, because I realize how much those like little moments or just reactions or even the way you speak to someone when you feel frustrated, like it builds up in you, not in anybody else. I mean, other people feel that too, but like you're really the ultimate like person that gets the
So angry people are really just angry people, and there's no. You're not hurting the other guy in the car that cuts you off by being angry.
Right.
You're
and
hurting
I think
yourself.
That's lately my life mentality is just like, I mean, it's way easier said than done. I definitely don't practice this all the time, but like just being able to embrace things.
Our lives are literally sand through an hourglass. That's what it is. And it's
so true.
Once the sand is gone, man, that's it. So that's, you're right. You have to live your life as positively as you can as that sand is draining through the hourglass.
Yeah. My mom is like my biggest inspiration for that, because she's just like a warrior and an angel and like the most positive human being through everything.
Let's send a shout out to Anita, her mom. Hi,
shout
Anita.
Out, mom. Sorry, I'm like on the radio. I'm like, shout out, mom. Shout out, mom.
So you broke your foot last year.
Oh, yes.
How'd you do that?
So rough. I fell off of a Lime scooter. Don't ride Lime scooters. Don't ride Birds either. Probably wouldn't recommend those motorized bikes.
Right.
Yeah. It was like 2 days before my birthday, right in the midst of all the drama in my life. And you really actually mourn the loss of your mobility when you can't walk. Yeah. It's like a big thing I never realized.
You don't realize it until it's gone. Yeah.
Yeah, like I couldn't even carry a glass of water from the kitchen to like the couch. You know, I was like hopping on one foot. Like, just, yeah, it was wild.
And once you got the cast off, everything's good now? There's no lingering pain there or anything? Or you're all right?
Occasionally, if I have my foot like in the wrong position while I'm driving, it hurts. But for the most part, I'm good. I'm very lucky.
I want to ask you about the second song that we heard called I Love You, But I Don't Like You.
Yeah.
Was that written for the 6-year relationship
also
now at the end?
Around the same time as IRL, yes.
All right.
I've been, you know, I've kind of made like an album's worth of bitter, bitter heartbreak music. It's okay. Music has to come out somehow. I Love You, But I Don't Like You was just, I wrote it when I didn't understand how much I think I was impacting my ability to like love.
Right. You're stepping in your own way.
Definitely. I think I
Love blocking.
I was like the really, like the like monstrous person in a lot of ways. Like, right. But I was like projecting that onto the person that I was with, I think. And like, so that's like, it's like when your pain starts to bleed out on someone, it's like, oops, I got your blood on my hands. Like, you should probably leave. You should probably run. You know, it's like, if I leave, you're like going to be chill. You're going to be fine. Because like, you know, there was just a lot of resentment, I guess, built up that.
We're talking with Molly Moore live in studio. Also, Destiny Petrell, amazing on guitar, by the way. And if you're missing any portion of this, you go to the KXFMradio.org website. You pull down the podcast, the Mornings with Ed podcast page. Bang! There she is. What do you have coming up? What are we working on now that we can look forward to in the future?
I have my first full-length album. So nice. IRL is the first single. I have another song coming out in about a month and a half.
Okay.
And it's going to be a 12-song record. I'm also like making another album right now and like probably a third. So
wow,
okay. I'm just going to try to put out as much music as possible. I've never toured for my solo project for Molly Moore. So I'm really excited about going on tour for the first time this year.
Beautiful, beautiful. And do you have dates lined up that you can tell us about, or are we waiting on those?
I can talk about yet, but right. Yeah.
Okay. And the album, do you have kind of a target date for the release?
Yes, it should be out in April.
We are looking forward to it. Yeah. And we'd love to have you back when you're out with more songs on it and stuff. I'd love to have you back in studio. Where do our listeners find you in the meantime?
Find me on Spotify, on Apple Music, Instagram, Twitter, all the things. My Instagram is my name, Molly Moore. And on Twitter, you add a little miss, M-I-S-S. And yeah.
That's a made for music name, by the way. Molly Moore is just made for music. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and a pleasure having you in studio today.
Thank you so much.
Molly Moore, thank you so much for coming in today. We look forward to seeing you again.
Absolutely. Okay.